What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So we are back in the saddle. We've been all around the country and out of the country. So We've actually had to rerun shows for the last, I think, 3 weeks because our schedule just didn't allow to come into the radio station. It's we're busy people, aren't we, Kathy? Mm-hmm. And it takes time to do the shows. And, you know, we're hoping we can help somebody somewhere, somehow with these shows. And I'm hoping at some point to be able to push some of the shows out to our customers and let them listen to certain topics that we have, too. Because we do cover some things that I would like people to know, you know, particularly when it comes to auto insurance or homeowners insurance, obviously. So where did we go, Kathy? Tell me where we went to.
We went to Canada.
What part?
Banff, Lake Louise.
Lake Louise. What did we do there 22 years ago?
Over 22 years ago, that's where we honeymooned, actually.
Yeah, so Kathy and I got married in 2002. And that's where we went on our honeymoon. So it was nice to go back there and take our kids back there. And If you've ever been to Banff or that part of Canada, Alberta, it's an absolutely beautiful place to be.
We were there in the winter when we first went there. But this was time was in the summer, which was just beautiful. It was amazing. So it was a really good trip.
So we did meet other insurance agents while we were there.
Oh, of course.
So there was it was a company trip that we qualified for. And there were agents from all over the country that were there. So that was good to spend some time away. But also we were there for quasi business purposes as well.
Exactly.
So today we'll talk about auto liability limits. And I think as a driver, you should know how much liability your policy is limited to. How much are you going to have if you cause an accident? Because we find out people are surprised. And I got to think about this week because I had a customer I was talking to that's in this. He's in a situation, but it's happening to him. It's not happening to something he's done to cause an accident. He was not at fault. But even so, he was hit by somebody that had minimum liability. And what's going to happen to this person is going to be interesting because our customer has had to have a surgery. And, you know, these surgeries are expensive, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the people that were involved in this accident only had $25,000. So he's having to go back on against his uninsured motorist coverage that we have. But I don't know. We've seen very educated, smart people that have assets that are riding around with minimal limits.
Right.
And I think the one of the best ones we ever saw, it wasn't me. And I don't like talking about people that we insure, but my cousin in Atlanta has what used to be my grandfather's agency. And it's gone down to the third generation, and he insured a professional baseball player. Mm-hmm. And the guy had $25,000 of limits, and he bought the policy off of TV. And, of course, my cousin got a hold of him.
Online?
I don't know if it was online or just something you see on TV. You know, okay. You can call up and get a quote or whatever. And typically, and Kathy will tell you this too, when we look at policies that most people buy online, what do we see, Kathy?
They don't have the right limits.
And what do they normally have specifically? I can't say
low
that
limits.
Word. Well, they don't have the minimum you can possibly buy.
Right.
And in this case here, what's going to happen is our customer, well, we're filing what's called an uninsured motorist claim or underinsured motorist claim because the people had insurance, but it wasn't enough to cover his bills. So we have filed an underinsured motorist claim. And our company presumably is going to pay for his bodily injury in this case. And that's not going to be the end of it for these people that hit him because They're going to be getting a knock on their door from our insurance company and saying, hey, look, you just cost us, in this case here, I think $75,000, and they're going to be probably served with papers for $75,000.
They're going to
segregate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called segregation. And it's so what you got to realize is if you're in an accident, you may not be dealing with the people that hit you or you hit, I mean, cause damage to you, what I'm trying to say. You may be dealing with their insurance company because if you have inadequate limits and somebody has bodily injury in excess of your limits, then their third party will be filing a uninsured motorist claim. And then once that's paid, they're going to come back. Their insurance company it's going to be coming back against you personally, and they'll come after what assets you may have.
Right. So, which, of course, with that, they have, you have assets, you have a home, you have cars, you have a lien on anything. They will put a lien on the actual and garnish wages. They can do all sorts of things.
They can do all kinds of things. Yeah. I don't know. We're not an attorney. We don't really see that side of it. But they've got ways to collect money.
Yeah.
And that's why you do not want to have, you know, the minimum limits. And, right. and go look at your policy. Know what your limit is. Don't find out after the accident. If you were trying to skimp on price and save money and you took $25,000 of limits for bodily injury, I mean, you've got $25,000 and somebody's in the hospital, that probably won't even get you there, especially if it's on the helicopter.
Right.
So that's going to be very low. I got an article here from Forbes Advisor I was just looking about, and the name of the article is, How Much Car Insurance Do I Need? Well, what do you think, Kathy? There's no way, we can't tell you how much car insurance you're going
to
need.
No. I mean, we try to write decent limits just because of the fact that we see what happens on a daily basis, weekly basis of different people having claims and how they're adjusted. We, of course, don't recommend per se. We just give you different options and see which best fits you. Our biggest, you know, goal is to protect your assets and yourself. But we do also push having higher limits of liability and also and really encouraging people to have an umbrella on top of that, because you just don't know, you know, what's going to happen. And we've seen, you know, we've seen lots of different claims hit the underlying policies, and then they've also, and if there's a death or a major injury, they will actually hit the umbrella as well. So that's the way to protect our customers as well as yourself from any type of litigation that might come back at you about this.
It gives us peace of mind as the agency owner, because I don't want to see something come up short.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened.
It's important that you know what you have. But, you know, we're also hoping that you're not going to have something major happen. So that's why we always encourage you to have an additional liability with the umbrella.
With the umbrella policy. Yeah. So there's different ways to preface this question. How much liability insurance do I need? Mm-hmm. Okay, if we're talking in one way of thinking, okay, I've got to have liability to operate a motor vehicle in the state of North Carolina, Georgia. Mm-hmm. So when you look at it that way, you have to have what's called the minimum compulsory liability limits that's required by the state. Mm-hmm. And in North Carolina, that is now been raised to $50,000, or will be raised to $50,000. Georgia
is 50, 25, 50, right?
I believe it's 5,150 in North Carolina,
right?
Which means bodily injury of $50,000. If you cause somebody an accident and they have medical bills, you have to carry at least $50,000 in North Carolina.
Right.
Georgia is half of that.
Yeah.
So if we're talking about how much do I need to operate a motor vehicle, then that's going to be the answer to your question right there. That's pretty simple.
50, 25 in Georgia.
In Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Which means what these numbers are, the first number is bodily injury per person. That's medical bills, hospital bills, et cetera, et cetera. It'll pay no more than $50,000 in any one accident for all people. So if you hit a car with three people, there would be a maximum of $50,000 divvied out between those three people.
And then the $50,000, which is property damage.
And the last one is property damage, which means damage to real property, other people's vehicles, property, fencing, you know, whatever. So that would be the answer. That's a cut and dried answer. If you have to drive a vehicle, here's what you got to have. So that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is from a liability standpoint, from a litigation standpoint, how much do I need if I'm sued? Forbes Advisor says a good rule of thumb is to buy enough liability insurance to cover what you could lose in a lawsuit against you. Well, there's no way to know that.
Right.
There's no way to know what a jury's going to do on a verdict.
Well, I mean, the way I look at it too is, let's say if you're in a multi-car pileup, okay, you're at fault, and you've hit a Mercedes, a brand new Ford F-150, and a Tesla, okay? If you have a low limits, how is that going to be enough for you if you're involved in a multi-car pileup and you're at fault? I mean, basically, if you look at what those type of vehicles cost, a Ford F-150 can be $100,000. You've got your Tesla, you know, you've got those different types of vehicles, which are very high value. you won't have enough. And then who's going to be paying for that? You will be paying for that some way or somehow. And people don't see that how that works. As soon as the actual policy pays out what it has, you're on your own for your own defense, your own, you know, for the rest of the coverage. You have to defend yourself. That's, I mean, defense costs is included on your regular policy. But as soon as your limits are exhausted, you're on your own.
Yeah, and you'll get that letter from the insurance company mm-hmm. telling you that. Okay, so we are at a stopping point now. We're talking about, you know, auto liability, and we're asking customers to go out and know what they have. You should know, be an adult, know what your limits are, liability, and how much coverage you have. We'll be back after the break. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark. We wanted to let you know where our locations are. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are in Georgia and 2 of them are in North Carolina. Our first location in Georgia is under More Insurance Services, Inc., and we have 3 locations. One is in Georgia at Hiawassee, which is at 150 South Main Street, Suite C in Hiawassee on the main drag next to the hospital and the red brick building there called Town Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee for your insurance needs. Our second location is located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, next to the post office. We're in the South State Bank building. We actually are in a separate wing. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the building. So come by and see us there in Blairsville. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is our Hayesville location, which is actually at 157 Highway 64 West there in Hayesville. Come by and see us there. We are next to United Community Bank building. And you can come by and see us. That's our main hub there, and we're there normally most of the time. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64 West, right past Arby's and So Good's restaurant, right there on the left. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance as well, and we are located right past United Community Bank, and then right between that and Burger King. So please come by and see us. Also check out all of our podcasts, our radio shows on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And of course, we're on Facebook, so like us there as well. We'd love to help you with any of your insurance needs.
Okay, so today we're talking about auto liability limits. And Kathy and I are strongly recommending that you should look at your insurance policy mm-hmm. and you should know how much liability you have if you were to cause an accident. And this would be, you know, bodily injury, property damage to a third party. Because a lot of people drive around just with the minimum limits, and that does satisfy the Georgia compulsory financial laws for liability to be able to operate a motor vehicle. But with that being said, even though you're legal to drive, now you're in a situation where if you're in an accident and you've caused major bodily injury or property damage to a third party and you're carrying low liability, your goose is cooked. I mean, mm-hmm. you're going to be in trouble because you'll be getting a letter from the insurance company saying that our liability is spelled out. And based on the limits you've chosen, you have $25,000 of limits, and this claim is going to be in excess of $25,000. Got some examples here, and I went into you can go to any attorney's website. You can just Google auto liability Georgia, and this attorney, you know, is presumably soliciting for business, because you'll see billboards all over. This is how they make their money. They
commercials all day long. Yes.
They want to get mm-hmm. as much settlement as they possibly can. So just looking at some of the data here in the state of Georgia, you know, a severe injury from a side impact collision, according to this report here, is about $423,000. That's what they're saying. A severe injury for a rear end accident is $304,000. So that just shows you $25,000 is not going to get you very far in these situations. You know, you're going to be responsible, and this article here reads that a fair injury settlement, it's going to be a summation of all the economic damages you caused to a third party, would be medical bills, lost income or wages, any type of out-of-pocket expense that you cause a third party. And then they're saying that they can add 1 to 3 times that amount to compensate you for non-economic damages, which they commonly is known as pain and suffering. So that's another thing they can tag you with as well.
And property damage on top of it.
Yes, that's that. You know, property damage, I believe, is more cut and dry because, you know, if you go in there and you total out somebody's vehicle, there's going to be a kind of a known value what that vehicle's worth. You know, it could be repaired, first of all.
Yeah, I mean, this one's vehicles are really expensive right now, too. So if you don't have enough money if you get in an accident with somebody that's like a really expensive car.
And that limit can be bumped up for very little money, too.
Right.
I mean, if you're carrying,
it's minimal.
I've always thought it was a mark of a bad agent when I see somebody that's writing 50, 100, 25.
Yeah.
Because literally you can raise that $25,000 of property damage liability to $50,000 for $5. So don't get caught in that situation where you've got something you could have paid for very normal amount of money to have double the coverage.
Absolutely.
Other considerations that influence payout, I think what I'm understanding here, and I'm not an attorney, but they're saying that Georgia's a modified comparative fault state. So they're going to look at how much, you know, if there's two different situations where maybe you contributed to the accident, they're going to put some sort of percentage about who's responsible. So it says here that you can seek compensation from the at-fault drivers as long as you're not equally or more to blame. That's the way it is in Georgia. Then, as Kathy referenced earlier, you can have multiple claimants. So when multiple victims are injured in the same collision, that limit's going to be split between various parties. Maybe now there's two vehicles and there's two people that are injured in vehicles, and that $25,000 limit that you may have chosen as a minimum may have to be divvied out between different parties.
It's not going to go very far.
Not going to go very far at all. We had a interesting, I heard about this situation from one of our insurance carriers where there was an accident and the at-fault party struck a vehicle and then kept on traveling and struck another vehicle. In my way of thinking, that would typically be what I would call one accident. But this jury ruled in this case here that it was two accidents. The first accident happened at the time of the impact, and then it kept on traveling, and it hit another vehicle, and that was another accident. And the insurance carrier, the people had, well, I'm understanding, a $5 million umbrella policy plus the $1 million underlying coverage. So that insurance company had to pay what I would normally think would be a $6 million claim. The insurance company had to pay $12 million because the jury ruled that to be two separate occurrences, which I thought didn't seem correct to me that would be. But that's what the jury ruled. And that's what you don't know what a jury's going to do. I mean, that's a surprise.
And there's no tort reform in Georgia, so it's out of control with any type of settlements that they're doing in Georgia right at this moment. So that's why we're trying to urge people to look at your policies and to make sure what you have and make sure you protect yourself.
And that's why we're seeing the rates going up. They're just ballooning like crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's tough for us being an agent too, because we're having to try to explain to people why the rates are going up. And, you know, people, you know, what we would hear would be like, I've not had a claim in 20 years. Well, why are you raising my rates? Why is my rates going up? Of course, we being independent agents, we don't have any say over the rates. We have no way to control the rates. You know, all we can do is to try to, try to see if you're getting all your discounts, so on and so forth. You know, Kathy and I are a proponent of having your home and auto with the same company because you get the home auto discount. We had one recently where the guy's paying $17,000 for auto insurance in Georgia, and he had
a lot of vehicles,
and his home is not insured with us.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, right off the bat, that's a 10% savings. So we're going to save him $1,700 a year on his auto insurance by just writing his home policy, and we'll probably end up saving money on his home too. So that's something to think about. Well, I've got a whole list here of court cases and docket numbers in the state of Georgia. And this is off of an attorney's website that I found. And, you know, it's just one after another. We could run our own report for more insurance or mountain insurance, and we could be seeing the same thing about, you know, how much has been paid out in auto liability claims. And we just don't want to see somebody that comes up short. We want to be able to settle out the claim, and then that way it's all said and done, everything's signed off on, our customer was not out any money other than just their time, because it's a worry for us being an agent that somebody's gonna come up short as well. So I think we have 30 seconds left, Kathy. Anything you want to say in 30 seconds?
Just be careful out there.
Yeah. So just be careful and go look at your policy, look at your liability limits, and if they are minimum limits, I would advise you to get a quote from your company to raise up to a higher limit, and that way you'll be better protected in the case of an accident. And this is Mark and Kathy Moore, and we're signing off the show today. And we'll be back next week on Peace of Mind on radio station WERB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.